My name is Gordon Blaze, and I live here in Meredith. And I've been following this Northern Pass issue since it started, I don't know, a few years back. I want to let you know a little bit about my background. And believe me, I'm with you. I am not for this project, but I have worked in the electrical generation and electrical distribution industry my entire life. And I know the problems encountered by electric utilities that are required to provide electricity to every citizen, all of us. We all use electrical power every single day. And the question, if we all remember what happened at Seabrook and that fiasco, I mean, you want to talk about protest. I remember going to work and having to drive through 25,000 people. Okay? So it doesn't matter whether you're trying to build a power line, a nuclear plant, a coal plant, a wind tower, there is always opposition. I understand. I get it. Like I said, we all use electrical power. I think that this little comment I'm going to make is going to put things into perspective. I'm going to talk about something that's familiar to all of us. It's a 100-watt light bulb. We all have them in our homes. We all know what they're for. And if you've ever tried to unscrew a 100-watt light bulb after it's been on for a while, you're going to find that it's pretty warm. Matter of fact, it's downright hot. That's because that light bulb that was on for 1 hour necessitated the burning of a pound of coal somewhere. Everything has a price, whether you're burning that pound of coal, whether you're splitting an atom, whether you're cutting the forest down to turn the wood into chips, to make steam, to power our world. This power line, 2,000 megawatt power line, is enough power for about 1.8 million people. What's the population of New England? 40 million? 50 million? Not quite sure. But our power has to come from somewhere. I applaud Ms. Forrester for talking about having a master plan, but I've been hearing this for 25 years. State of New Hampshire doesn't have an energy plan. The United States of America doesn't have a cohesive energy plan. So here we are faced with this project. We're going to have this ugly swath coming down the middle of the state. And 20 years from now, we're going to be looking at another one, because the power is going to be outstripped by the demand. The demand is occurring predominantly in the southern tier of New England, because that's where the growth is. The large population centers is growing, and electricity demand in the Northeast power grid goes up 1.3% every year, like clockwork. That's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Utilities over the years have begged people to try to conserve. It falls on deaf ears. And I will tell you that this Northern Pass project, it's liken it to an 8-lane highway coming out of Boston. Why do we need 8 lanes coming out of a city when it's only used 5% of the time? Because when you need it, it needs to be there. The same thing for this. This power line is being built to serve the population centers in the southern part of New England, primarily to meet demand in the middle of the summer on hot summer days, because that is when the system is stressed the most. But how many air conditioners do you think are running all day long when nobody's home? No, I just wanted to interject some objective thinking about this. And I'm also here to tell you, Mrs. Forrester, that there is a better way. There's an alternative. And like I said, I've been in the power business my entire career, and I know a way that will render this project completely unnecessary. Okay. Power plants, consider power plants a big pump. They're electron pumps. And what we have now with big baseload power plants is that's what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to tell you is that we can change from big baseload power plants to little power plants. There's no reason why every building in this country can't generate its own power and push back into the grid. That is your answer. Not burying it. You can't bury this power line in a granite state.
And there was a. Yeah. Thank you. And to Mr. Blaze's point, there was an article recently, Pam, I actually think you sent that to me about in Business Week about local power. So it is an idea that we're.
That has been done before. We don't have to reinvent
right.
the